So we're going to go into the next. We're going to go into the next program, which is prayers and discussion and talk. And I'd like us to be in the mood of prayer. I'd like us to be in the mood of prayer while we continue to call upon God's presence. Please, wherever you are, as long as you are connected to this meeting, as long as you join this meeting, please try to be focused and to pay attention. Let your heart be with God. Let your heart be with God. So let us begin to, in a special way, thank God for today. Let us appreciate God for giving us the grace to gather together in prayer. Let us thank Him for the gift of life. Let us thank Him for His mercy. Let us thank Him for His blessings. Let us thank Him for His protection, His provision, His loving kindness upon each and every one of us gathered here today. Father, in a special way, we thank you, everlasting Father. We worship you. We praise you. We glorify your great name, everlasting King of Glory, for all that you have been doing for us. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of good health of mind and body. We thank you for the grace to be able to gather together to pray to you and to dwell in your presence. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you adoration. We give you worship. Lord, we see may your name be exalted. Lord, we see may your name be praised. May your name be adored forever and ever in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we continue to praise you. We continue to thank you. We continue to glorify your name. For there is no one like you. There is no one who can be likened unto you, O God. You are our Father. You are our Maker. You are our God. You made all things, and everything belongs to you. And everything was made for your glory and for your pleasure. Father, we thank you. We bow before you this evening as your beloved children. We bow before you together with all the angels, our guardian angels, and our patron saints. We bow before you this evening, great God, great King, ruler of all universe. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We acknowledge you alone as God. There is no God anywhere apart from you. There is no God anywhere else apart from you. You alone is the ruler of all things, O God. I acknowledge you alone as God. Father, may you be exalted. As we pray this evening, may you be praised. As we pray this evening, may you be adored forever and ever in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us now begin to ask God for mercy. Let us ask Him to forgive us our sins. Whatever that might stand against our prayer this evening, let us ask Him to show us mercy. Let us ask Him to wash us in His most precious blood. Let us ask Him to cleanse us in His most precious blood. Let us ask Him to purify us, to sanctify us this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in a special way, we ask for your mercy, for we have sinned. Please make sure you are asking for mercy. Make sure you are following us in this prayer. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. Lord, we ask for your mercy, everlasting Father. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us of all our faults. Wash away all our iniquity. We confess our sins before you. We confess our iniquity before you. Have mercy upon us, everlasting Father. Have mercy upon us, everlasting God. Have mercy upon us, everlasting King of Glory. Lord, wash us with your precious blood from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We pray for our families, everlasting Father. Wash our families with your most precious blood. Wash our families with your most precious blood. We connect and we commit our family tree before you. We intercede for our family. We intercede for our family roots. We intercede for members of our family. And we pray for ourselves. We beg for mercy. Father, your mercy is an ocean. Your mercy is an ocean. And we plunge ourselves in your mercy. Our everlasting Father, in every way we have hurt you, in every way we have offended you, in every way we have fallen short of your glory, Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O Lord, of all our trespasses. Forgive us, O God, of all our iniquity. Forgive us, O God, of all our trespasses. I would like us to take a minute to reflect and to meditate within our hearts, to try to recollect how we have lived our life today, how we have lived today, how we have lived in the past week, how we have lived in so far in the month of August, how we have lived our life in January, from January till now, to this present moment. Let us reflect on our life. Let us reflect whatever we have done, which is displeasing to God, which has hurt His feeling, which have hurt His heart. Let us begin to table them before Him in our hearts and ask Him for mercy. Begin to examine your conscience. Begin to examine your conscience, examine your heart, examine yourself. What is it that we make God to reject you or not to be happy with you when you come before His presence? What is that that may stand as a barrier between you and God? What is that will make you to be God's enemy and not His friend? What is that is making you far away from God? Let us examine those things, our secret thoughts, all secret sin, the things we've done, the things that we fail to do, which has offended Him or which offends Him so much. Let's examine our hearts right now, our mind, our conscience, and begin to apologize and begin to ask for mercy and begin to ask for pardon. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask for mercy in a special way for all the sins we have committed and everything we have done. Lord, we acknowledge that we have sinned and that we are sinners. We acknowledge that our families have sinned. Father, we are sinners, O God. We don't deserve your mercy. We don't deserve your love. We don't deserve your blessings. Father, we come before you just like the prodigal son, acknowledging that we have sinned against you. Father Almighty, we come before you just like the prodigal son, acknowledging that we have hurt your feelings. We have squandered your blessings. We have squandered your graces, the numerous graces you have given to us over and over again, the numerous chances you have given to us over and over again. Father, we have taken them for granted, and we ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our sins. Please, as you are praying now, make sure you are asking God for mercy over your life. For we are all in need of God's mercy. We are all in need of God's mercy. Just talk to Him and ask Him to have mercy on you. Mercy of God is powerful. The mercy of God is powerful. It wipes away sin. And it also brings about answers to prayer, as you can see in the life of blind Bartimaeus, who only asked God for mercy. And also in the reading of today, at Mass, you can remember the woman, the Canaanite woman, who was asking Jesus for mercy on behalf of his daughter. Let us ask for mercy. Let's ask for mercy. The mercy of God is great. The mercy of God is strong. The mercy of God is powerful. Lord, have mercy upon us. 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 Let your mercy overshadow us now. Let your mercy overshadow us now. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. The power of God's mercy. 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 Begin to move now. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. The power of God's mercy. The power of God's mercy. The power of God's mercy. In any way we have been held in bondage due to sin. In any way we have been held bound due to sin or by sin. In any way the enemies have taken advantage of the sins that we committed, whether in the present or in the past, and have used that as an advantage to penetrate into our life, to penetrate into our families, to steal our blessings, to delay our blessings, to delay our marital settlements. Any mistake we made in the past, anything we did that in the past, or whatever life we are living, in any way or in any form, that have exposed our life to delay, or have exposed our life to danger, or have exposed our blessings to the enemy. Lord, we ask for mercy. Just as the blessings of the prodigal son disappeared when he left his father, but he was restored when he came back. May every blessing we have lost due to sin or the sins present in our family or committed in our family, any sin at all working against us, be it our sin, be it the sin of from our family or from our bloodline, Father, deliver us now by the power of your mercy. Please open your mouth and pray. Pray over yourself, especially those who are praying for life partner. Pray over yourself that God will have mercy on you, that as he's forgiving you your sin, he is granting you blessings and is restoring you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the power of your mercy begin to move now from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. The power of your mercy. The power of your mercy. The power of your mercy. And it begin to flow from heaven, from the sacred heart of Jesus. From the sacred heart of Jesus. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Everything we have lost in life, let them be restored now by the power of your mercy. By the power of your mercy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the power in your sacred heart, Lord Jesus, begin to restore us now. Let the mercy in your sacred heart, Lord Jesus, begin to restore us now. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Every time wasted, let the time be restored now. By the power in the mercy of Jesus. By the power of the mercy of Jesus. And by the power in his sacred heart, let every time wasted be restored. Right now I pray and I intercede for all those who are seeking for life partner. Every man, every woman here, or anyone who is praying for someone who is seeking for life partner, who have been experiencing delay. Today we pray against every delay. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the power of God's mercy recover every wasted time. Every wasted years, every time of your children that has been wasted by the evil one, make them to lie fallow in the house, and no one is seeking for their hand. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and may they receive deliverance by the power of God's mercy, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We begin to pray for divine restoration. As the prodigal son was restored by the father, he was clothed. He went back to be treated as a slave. But the father was merciful and refused to treat his son as a slave. Rather, he restored him to the position of a son. Father, we pray, O God, whatever we did in the past, that is causing delay in any way, in any form, or whatever that may be crying against us, which may not be from our own lives, working in one way or the other, hindering our plans to get married, frustrating our plans to get married, frustrating our attempts to get married, making it seem as if we are hidden, making it seem as if we are haunted, that I will pray in a special way, that the power of your mercy will break such yoke now. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone carrying any burden or any yoke working against them from getting married, we command that yoke to break by the power of God's mercy. We pray that the mercy of God break that yoke now. Let the power of God begin to move from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let the power of God begin to move from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Every yoke upon our hands, every yoke upon our legs, every yoke upon our lives in the spirit, let the yoke break in the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the wounds of Jesus, and by the power in his sacred heart now. Let every yoke be broken. Let every yoke be broken. Let every chain be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for deliverance. Lord, let your mercy bring deliverance as you delivered Sarah in the book of Tobit. May you deliver all your children who are haunted by any, who may be haunted by any form of spirits, or who are under attack in any way, in any form. We pray for all those who may be attacked, oh God, or maybe who may be under any form of attack and they're not even aware of it. Father, let their eyes be opened and let deliverance come their way now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here under the authority of the power of God who is praying the novena for life partner, seeking for God's hand for God's blessings and for hand in marriage, or who is praying for his spouse. Lord, we pray in a special way. Is there any one of them who is under bondage, spiritual bondage, demonic attack, demonic oppression, demonic captivity? Let the chain break now by the power in the name of Jesus. Let the energy gushing out from the Sacred Heart of Jesus begin to break every chain, begin to break every lock, begin to break every barrier. Every barrier that has been put before you now, every family barrier, we command them to disappear now. We call upon the blood of Jesus to carry you to the next, to the other side, to meet your spouse in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all those under demonic covering. Let every demonic covering upon you now be broken by the authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the great high priest and the great doctor, we hand over all your children praying for life partner into your hands. Father, we ask you by your authority as God, may you begin to remove every garment upon their body, every filthy garment, every covering upon them, every spiritual unpleasant smell, driving away men from them, driving away women from them, driving away their partner from them. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, may your most precious blood now begin to wash away every foul smell and every foul odor in the spiritual realm. Let them all be taken away now, and let them all be arrested now and be banished right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we plunge ourselves in your mercy. As we continue to ask for mercy, let your mercy make way for us, O God, where there is no way. Let your mercy make way for us where there is no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for all those who are under demonic attack, attacked by demons, and for all those who have spirits around them that have refused to let them be. John, in the same way you sent Archangel Raphael to contend with Asmodeus in order to bring about the freedom of Sarah in the book of Tobit, we pray, everlasting Father, that you release your holy angels now to begin to conduct deliverance upon the life of your children, everything in their body. We command them right now to begin to manifest right now and come out from their system in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the heavens open and let the power of God come into your body and begin to remove and begin to erase every mark of initiation on your body in the spirit and the physical that has made you that has made the demons and the spirit of darkness to see you as their own. We command that mark now to be erased off your body in the physical and in the spiritual by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray that you come and do great things in the life of your children, wherever they are. Come and do great things in their life, everlasting Father. We pray for all those who have been initiated or who were initiated when they were little, who see themselves in their dreams, in the river, in the water, who see snakes around them. For as many as those who sleep and they see entities, unknown entities, making love to them in the dream. Father, today we commit this case into your hand, Lord Jesus, through the power in your Sacred Heart and by the authority of your divine mercy. Let your divine mercy break now every evil union, every illegal union, every soul tie. Let them be broken by the power in the blood of Jesus. We introduce the fire and the blood of Jesus in the midst of every soul tie. We command them to break free now. Break free now by the power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But I will pray in a special way. Let every soul tie break. How strong it may be, no matter how long it has lasted, let every soul tie break in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray for yourself. Ask God to deliver you. Any soul tie that may be existing in your life in any way, in any form, as those who were in false relationships, you are in relationship with people that were possessed. You didn't know that you were possessed. You were in relationship with cultists, diabolic people. you didn't know. And after being in a relationship with them, you start seeing that things are not going well. You are probably you were initiated or they took some things from you. And because of that, you are struggling, things are not moving forward, you can't marry. They have deposited spirits in you. That is why it is very important to abstain from sexual immorality or from sex outside of wedlock. A married man should stick with his wife. A married woman should stick with her husband. And if you're not married, you have no business with sexual activities. It is the gateway to your life. It is the strongest gateway. St. Paul says that anyone who sins, you know, commit other sins, sin, or it says anyone who commits sexual sin not only against God, but against their own self too. And it is one of the sins that carries a strong cry before the ear of God. And when we engage, or when people engage in premarital sex, it opens up your life to all kinds of things, danger. It is the fastest way to access your destiny. It is the fastest way to swap your star. It is the fastest way to take take the things that belongs to you spiritually, spiritual exchange, spiritual manipulation, spiritual initiation. For many of us who might have fallen into this in the past, as we need to ask God to disclaim us from any soul tie existing between you and any person, any man, any woman, any soul tie existing between the two of you, or between you, or any connection that may be existing between you and any spirit, water spirit, marine spirit, the python spirit, the serpentine spirits that have refused to let you go, or spirits from your household, spirits that may be from your household. Maybe an idol was worshipped in your lineage or something like that, and your ancestors or your foreparents dedicated all of you even before you were born to these spirits. And these spirits have taken you as its own and so allow you to move forward. And it's affecting various aspects of your life, including the aspect of getting a life partner. Begin to open your mouth and ask God to deliver you. Pray in 1 minute. Ask God to deliver you. Pray in 1 minute. Just open your mouth and say, Lord, deliver me. Whatever it is, deliver me. Mona Mary, deliver me. Mother of Petron, help, deliver me. Deliver me by the power of God. Deliver me by the power of God. Pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call upon the power of the holy angels, and we call upon the ministry of the holy angels. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, we ask you to send your holy angels in our midst now. We offer you everlasting King of glory, you who is seated on the throne, the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was offered for our salvation, which was offered for our deliverance, and which was offered as sacrifice for our liberty. And he died on the cross, and he made a shame death and disgrace death, and gave us victory and gave us life. Father, we stand upon this blood and we offer it to you through our Lord Jesus Christ. We offer it to you right now as we pray, everlasting Father, God of hosts, and we ask you for the sake of this blood to begin to release your holy angels. Open your mouth and ask the Lord to send his angels to help you and to help all those who are praying for life partner. If you're not praying for life partner, or if no one around you is in need of this, you can just intercede for those who are praying with us now. Just intercede and ask God to send them angels. Lord, we offer you this most precious body and blood of your Son Jesus Christ, begging you to send your holy angels to come into our midst and to come to the aid of all those who are praying for life partner, oh God, wherever they may be. Father, we ask you that you send your angels as you sent Archangel Raphael to the aid of Sarah. Father, send your holy angels to the aid of your children. Right now we stand in the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost, upon the authority in the most precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we call upon all the holy angels of God in the choir of the seraphims, in the choir of the cherubims, in the choir of the thrones, in the choir of the dominations, in the choir of the principalities, in the choir of the powers, in the choir of the virtues, in the choir of the archangels, and in the choir of the angels, I call upon the four angels of the living God. In a special way, we call upon also our Blessed Mother Mary, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Ark of the Covenant, the New Eve, the Star of the Sea, the Beacon of Navigators, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Akita, Our Lady of Kibeho. We call upon you, O Blessed Mother, to come in power with all the holy angels and to begin to move for the sake of the body and blood of Jesus in the midst of your children, wherever they may be. Begin to touch them now by the power of God with the mixture of blood and the fire of the Holy Ghost, and begin to shatter every power of delay at work in their life, whatever may be the situation affecting them or troubling them or affecting their mind, whatever it may be, you can see it, Mother Mary. We ask you to remove them now from their lives in union with the angels of the Lord. We are asking now for the intercession of the 24 elders in heaven and all the saints. We call upon all the martyrs who were killed for the sake of God's kingdom. And I call upon and we call upon Saint Maximilian Kolbe and all the martyrs who died for our Lord and for the kingdom. We call upon Saint Pius the Pure, the great saint of God. We call upon Saint Francis of Assisi. We call upon Saint Martin de Porres, Saint Nicholas of Tarantino, and all the powerful saints in heaven. We call upon the whole apostles, all the bishops, all the patriarchs of heaven to intercede for us right now. May they gather around us and begin to deal heavy blow against every work of darkness affecting the children of God and preventing them from seeing their partner or getting married, delaying their marital settlement, or working against them in any way, from their family, from external sources, wherever it may be coming from, whatever it may be. Is it initiation? Is it covenant? Is it soul tie? Is it spiritual attack from the enemy? Maybe they have someone who is working against them using the power of witchcraft. We pray right now that the power of God the Most High before the host of heaven will begin to deal strongly with all this darkness. Let the power of God smash the power of the enemy, the power of the dragon, the power of the snakes, the power of the enemy. Let every shackles around the children of God be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, begin to shatter every chain holding your children, everything covering them, everything working against them from the spiritual angle, from the spiritual side. May you address every spiritual problem which may be affecting your children from getting married or seeing their life partner. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray in a special way. Oh, Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, we ask you in a special way to provide for all those trying to establish themselves with the hope of getting married. May you establish them. Mother Mary, establish them. Mother, establish them. You are a mother who knows how to provide resources for your children. This was what made you to intercede for the couple at the wedding at Cana. When the resources were not longer sufficient, you interceded for them and they got new wine. Mother Mary, as many as those who are preparing to get married or who have the desire to get married but are still struggling in one way or the other, because there is need for various forms of security with regards to marriage, financial security, and all. May you provide for your children. May you establish them. May you help 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 them. May they receive divine favor and divine help from God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let door open. Let door of blessings open. Let door of favor open. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray in a special way for all those who are under the influence of witchcraft, satanic witchcraft, demonic witchcraft attacks from their family, from unfriendly friends, all those who are being fought or who are being affected by activities of evil altars, satanic altars, witchcraft altars. We pray. You said in your word that enchantments cannot work against Jacob. Therefore, we stand upon your word And we come against every enchantment that have been done against your children in any way, in any form, in the shrine of any witch doctor. Let fire begin to gush out now from the throne of God in heaven through this prayer meeting and begin to locate wherever your children's name have been called or wherever anything that belongs to them have been kept in the coven of the evil ones, physical and spiritual. Let the fire of God go there now and begin to deliver them. Mother, we call upon you to arise in great and mighty power with the host of angels from the nine angelic choir and begin to visit every realm where your children are kept captives, in the water realm, in the air, land, on the sea, anywhere, in any form, in the astral realm. But I begin to go now in the spirit and begin to deliver your children by the power of God. Family, arise with the banner of the body and blood of Jesus that was hanged on the cross for our sake. Mother, move with this banner together with the angels and begin to deliver your children anywhere they have been kept, anywhere their marital garments have been kept, anywhere their marital blessings have been kept. Begin to release it now. Begin to release it now. Begin to release it now. Family, go into any realm. Is there anyone here in this prayer meeting whose blessing or property is being kept under spiritual lock and key? Mother, please go on our behalf in the spiritual realm. For you see things in the spirit and you operate well in the spirit. Go with the mighty angels of the Lord wherever our blessings are, especially things that have to do with our marital settlement. Begin to untangle them now from every entanglement. Pour the most precious blood of Jesus upon every knot. Our Lady, undoer of knots, undo this knot now by the power in the blood. Oh my God, by the power in the blood, by the power in the blood. Let the knot loose by the power in the name of Jesus. Let the knot loose. Let the knot loose. Let it loose now. Loose. And let the children of God get their deliverance and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mother, begin to recover everything that have been taken. All their wasted time, all their wasted years, all the many suitors that passed them by for no reason and they could not explain. Let them be recovered now. Let there be restoration, divine restoration. Let me remove, exhume everything that belongs to your children which has been buried. Any physical shrine or any physical altar where your children is being worked against by the enemy, I call upon fire. We call upon fire from this prayer meeting. Let the fire of the Most High mingled with the precious blood of the Lamb begin to drop upon that altar, begin to drop upon that realm. We command that realm to catch fire. As the realm is on fire, let our Blessed Mother and the angels begin to carry out their work now for your sake. Divine deliverance, freedom in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break every family pattern that have been affecting these children of God. Every family pattern, Mother Mary, break them. Every family pattern affecting your children, break this pattern for their sake. We offer this pattern into your hands through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the wounds of Jesus Christ. Mother Mary, remember how your son suffered and was tortured by the enemy. Remember how you watched him scourged at the pillar. Remember how you watched him hang on the cross without clothes. Remember how you watched him trying to breathe and struggling to breathe on the cross. Remember how they poured spittle on his face. Remember how they humiliated him. Remember how he died in pain and in agony. Remember how they crowned his head with thorns. And even after his death, they did not spare him. And they still used the spear to pierce his side. And they carried his body and gave it to you. I mean, remember the agony you felt when the prophecy of Simeon was fulfilled. That's when he said that a sword would pierce your heart. I mean, remember the soul the God incarnate. And your own sacrifice as well as our mother. This sacrifice will not be in vain. It is an error for Christ to die like this and the children of God to remain in darkness. We present this case before the Lord. We pray and we declare it's an error. It's an error and it's an error. It can never stand. It's an insult to the sacrifice of our God. Therefore, we pray that by his sacrifice and his death and his cross of Calvary, may we receive deliverance now but massive deliverance now. Massive deliverance now. Every power that will be insisting that we will not receive our freedom, let the power be judged from the throne of God. Let that voice be silenced now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the chains break. Let the prison be opened. And let there be divine restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us take 1 minute to pray. 1 minute. Just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Make sure you are praying that God not pass you by. Just pray. Pray, pray, pray. We pray in a special way for all those under demonic torments. As the angel of the Lord was, as the angel of the Lord was dispatched, Archangel Raphael, may the angel of God be dispatched now. Let every demon tormenting your children, every snake in their, oh my God, anyone here that has a snake in the belly, we command that snake to be bound now. You serpentine spirit, be bound now. Be bound now. Let fire of God and the blood of Jesus Christ eject you out of the body of the child of God. For the body, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Any demon, any spirit occupying the body of anyone, anything inside your system that makes you to feel like vomiting when you are praying, let those things begin to come out now. They come out now in the name of Jesus. We command you, come out now. Come out now. Be bound by the power of God. Come out. Come out. Come out right now. 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 Angels of the Lord, move now. I call upon the four angels of the Lord to begin to move now. Begin to move now. Touch them. Touch them on their head. Touch them. Their belly. Their belly. Let them feel fire. Touch them now. Their belly, their belly, their belly. Touch them now. Their navel. Touch. Fire. Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus. Jesus. Let your fire begin to radiate. Fire of deliverance. Disconnect them. Disconnect them today. Disconnect from darkness. They have no business with darkness. For Christ has died for them. For Christ has died for them. For Christ has died for them. He died a gruesome death. He died a shameful death. He was killed like a thief. It's an error for them to remain in bondage, to remain fused with darkness. We break that connection now. We break that marriage now. We break that soul tie now. We break that illegal union now. Break every covenant with the water kingdom. Every covenant with the water. Every covenant with the water spirits. Every covenant with the spirit of the air. With the spirit of the deserts. With ancestral spirits. With family spirits. Let the covenants break. We now stand upon the power and the authority in the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost. And we exalt the Holy Ghost of Jesus over everyone here. Over everyone here. Let the blood pour upon them and secure them and deliver them and exempt them from darkness. In the same way, the household of all those who robbed the blood of the Lamb in Egypt was exempted from death from today henceforth. By the power in the blood, may they be exempted from the activity of the serpents, from the activity of delay. No more delay. Before this time next year, we prophesy and we decree under the authority and the liveliness and the energy in the blood of Jesus Christ that may they receive their life partner. May their life partner locate them. May their wife locate them. May their husband locate them. Let them be divine arrangements right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and we declare by the authority and the efficacy and the power in the most precious blood of Jesus, which got out from his sacred head, which got out from his sacred side, which got out from his hands and his feet. Let this blood now, we prophesy by this blood now, that by this time next year, before this time next year, you shall testify, you shall celebrate. Whatever may have been delaying you before in these previous years will not be able to delay or hold you bound again. In the name of Jesus, no matter how powerful it may be, no matter how strong it may be, we introduce the eternal power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for deliverance, for freedom, for liberty. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we pray for your children as they are praying for life partner. May they not meet wrong people. Every plan of the enemy to arrange wrong persons into their life to bring about pain and sorrow all the rest of their life, we terminate that agenda. It will not be their portion. They will not marry wrong. They will marry right for the sake of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray, and we pray, we pray, we pray for anyone who is already in a wrong relationship heading to the altar. May you save them from this disaster. Save them. Anyone that has already made plans or is making plans to wed, and in the eyes of God, Lord, you see that this person is the wrong person. This person is going to destroy their life. May you terminate and cancel this step they are about to take and realign their step to the right person whom you have chosen for them, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all those whose problem is their attitude and character. Maybe they don't have good character, and because of that, people are not able to come close to them or approach them, or the relationship don't last because of some things that they exhibit. Father, may you open their eyes to see what it is they're doing wrong, to change their character, to change their habits, to change their attitude. Father, open their eyes to see and work upon their emotions, work upon their hearts, work upon their mind. Anyone here that has, whose problem is character or attitude that is making people to run away from them, may you help them to change, to take up the bright character and attitude that will help them to find a good partner, and which will also help them to sustain their marriage, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We hand over everyone here into the hands of God, and we pray, everlasting Father, that you grant all our requests. Grant all our requests. Grant the request of all your children. Those who are here, those who are not here, who are praying all over the world, may you grant our requests and grant us testimony. For in Jesus' mighty and powerful name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So, we have done the first part, and as time goes on, in this prayer meeting, we're going to be doing more prayers. We're going to be doing more prayers. There will be short bursts of prayers. I'd like us to pay attention. So I want to go